Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Remember a couple of weeks ago we talked about a new floral carpet rose. It's something that the Tesla company has worked on with hybridizers to give you a rose that is almost disease-free, will produce up to 3,000 flowers a year, and will grow in just about any soil. Well, they have a brand new tall growing phlox that we're going to talk about this morning. It's called Volcano, and it's one that will grow shorter and is more disease-resistant. Anthony, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent
Garden Club. Good morning, Paul. Nice to be here.
My pleasure. Can you tell us about the Volcano phlox?
Yes, we first heard about this Volcano phlox in Holland from a breeder, Bartel Steck. And after the Cold War in Europe ended, the Berlin Wall fell, a lot of breeders went through and looking at old varieties, and they found in Eastern Europe a new phlox paniculata. It was a garden phlox, but that was extremely disease tolerant. Didn't have much flowering. It didn't have much fragrance or anything like that, but they saw the genetics in this disease tolerance, which is the real negative of most garden phloxes. And so they brought that back to Holland and start breeding it and breeding with it. And they have now been able to introduce what we call Volcano phlox. And they're the best disease tolerant phlox that you can get in the market today. They are very fragrant. And there's masses of blooms. And also, they're not too tall. They're reasonably compact. So we saw this as an exciting new introduction for home gardeners. Again, a plant you can plant out, get masses of blooms with minimum amount of fuss.
Wow, that's fantastic, because growing tall phlox, especially in New England, where you have a lot of humidity during the summer, makes it very, yeah, very tough. How is this a plant that will get nice and bushy and produce a lot of stems also?
Yes. Once it's established, it's because, again, it grows from the base. You can get, and I've seen plants there with 12 different stems all coming through at the same time. And, of course, each of these stems, and they only grow to about 24 inches in height, and each of those come up and then they just bloom magically with all these rich, strong colors that phlox are known for.
Now, one of the things that phlox are known for, that beautiful cone-shaped head, but when it goes by, that's it. One of the things that we were talking about earlier, you said that the Volcano phlox has a capability of being pruned back, and it will reflower, which is amazing.
Yes, the plants that we look for, they've got to be blooming machines. And so these you can cut back after, as soon as it's finished flowering, you cut the stem back by about a quarter to a third in total, and then it will throw up new flowers again. And you just keep on doing that. If it throws a flower and it finishes, you cut it back again and you just wait for the next group. You can get 2 to 3, depending on where you are in the season, lots of flowers off the one plant.
Wow. Because there are very, very few perennials never mind flocks, very few perennials that will flower more than once. They get one big initial bloom, and you're very lucky if you get additional. But for this thing to bloom...
You're very correct. It's often I used to say to people, they'd show me a plant, and they'd say, gee, this blooms great. And I said, yeah, but for how long? And it might be, okay, 1 or 2 weeks. And I said, yes, but all of a sudden I've spent 12 months of work, and it flowers when I'm away on holidays. To me, that's not a good garden plant. It must have a long period of goodness for the home gardener.
Now, how about hardiness? Again, I live in New England. We have a lot of cold weather. Will it tolerate winters easily?
Yes, the volcano phlox is very hardy. It'll grow down to zone 4, up to zone 10. Wow. But it likes, during spring and summer, it likes where it gets cooler temperatures at night and then hot during the day. It likes it hot, warm, hot, warm.
How about sunshine, Anthony? Lots of sun?
It loves the sun. It just pops in the sun. But it will also do well in a high, say, filtered sun or in, say, afternoon sun. It doesn't have to have all-day sun. You can put it in an area where it gets around about for about half a day's amount of sun, and it will still do very well.
It will. Wonderful.
Yeah.
That is absolutely wonderful. Now, how tolerant to something like powdery mildew is the plant?
We have seen the most diseased. We've checked all the different types of flocks that are around, paniculata. The volcano is the most disease tolerant. Certain times you can have conditions that are extreme and you will see it there. And when I see it, I just cut it back and let it grow again, because often it might be a 2 or 3 week period when you've got extreme conditions. But compared to all other flocks, it is the most mildew tolerant of all of them. There's Wow. certain flocks that, you know, you only have to get the wrong bit of moisture around and you put a bit of a puff of air at them and all of a sudden they just get mildew. These are very, very tolerant against mildew.
Now, how about feeding? Are these hungry-type plants that we have to feed more often?
Yeah. In all my experience, I like to sort of feed. Actually, a good basic principle is you give, say, 2 or 3 handfuls of fertilizer around the base of the plant in spring, once it's growing. And then every time you trim back a plant, and this goes with any plant, I always give maybe half the amount of fertilizer back again. Because as soon as you do that, it goes on a growth spurt. It loves that little bit of extra feed that you can give it.
Okay. Now, in the fall of the year, after we've had a good frost and the plant has died back, should we mulch it to help to insulate it during the winter months?
It's normally with most plants, I prefer just to put a bit of mulch on top of the garden, unless you've got a very hardy tree or something like that. But most perennials, they like a little bit of mulch on top.
Right. And how about colours?
Colours?
How about,
sure.
How about colours?
They have red, white, they have, well, it's a bluey-grey, with a white center. They have pink with a white center, pink with a red center. There's about 6 different colors coming through, and there's more coming as the breeder's doing a lot of breeding, but you know, you might see 500 different varieties, but it might only be one that is any good that's going to fit within the mold that has to sit under the volcano brand.
Now, one of the things that you mentioned, and it's very rare, is you said that all of the colors are fragrant, and that's unusual for a tall phlox.
Yes, and that's what they did with the phlox, is to ensure, because breeders currently try, in the early days, it just went for colour. In the last 20 years, there's been a whole change, thankfully, where breeders are trying to bring back the fragrance that should be in the plants. And so that all the volcano phlox coming through, there's various shades. Some are stronger in perfume than others, but they are breeding the fragrance into the new different varieties.
Does the volcano phlox make a good cut flower, Anthony?
Yes, that's... I'm just looking, because we're in summer, of course, and you're in winter, and our phlox, volcano phlox, and our trail gardens that I'm looking at outside my office window are in full bloom. My wife goes, cuts them, strips the leaves from the leaves that sit in the water. She strips those right off and puts them inside, and she might get 5 or 6 days out of that. She's very happy with that.
Wonderful. Anthony, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more questions.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
Well, good morning. We are talking with Anthony Tesler, and Anthony's company searches the world to try and find better plants for your garden. And this morning we're talking about a new tall growing phlox called a volcano. Now, like your, like your floral carpet rose, will this be available at most garden centers?
Yes, you'll find that the volcano phlox and the flower carpet roses are available in most independent garden centres, plus they're also available in the big boxes like Home Depot and Lowe's. So if people go to their favourite garden centre, that's where they should ask for them.
And is there a particular season where people should be looking and planting the volcano phlox?
Volcano phlox normally come through in early spring, say early to mid and late spring, around Mother's Day. And that's when you get them, plant them, but they can be planted any time until the middle of summer and then or even late summer, early fall. Let them flower, and once fall and the winter temperatures come, cut them back, cover them over. And then in spring, and you mentioned a bit before about fertilizer. I see that Espoma have got some really good natural organic fertilizers, but the ones that you really like, and I always like to put on, the ones that got minerals and trace elements with the fertilizer. And the plants just soak that up. They love it.
Yeah. Espoma has come a long ways. One thing that they have done in the last couple of years, they have added to all of their fertilizers mycorrhiza. And the mycorrhiza has really helped to establish the root system of these plants faster than normal. And to me, that's the secret. And because it is organic, it's going to feed the plant slowly, stimulate a lot of new growth, and that's what we're looking for. And that's what the volcano phlox is all about.
I love the mycorrhiza in the fertilizer because it helps make available all the fertilizer minerals and trace elements so much easier to the plant. The fact that they've got that in there is fabulous.
It really, really this is... Yeah, they've done a wonderful, wonderful job. Now, we were talking a couple weeks ago about the flower carpet, and you gave us a website. Is there a website for the volcano flocks for people to go to get more information and to see pictures?
Yes, they can go to either volcanoflocks.com or tessellar.com, and I'll spell that for you. That's T-E-S-S for Sam, E-L-A-A-R.com, tessellar.com.
And if they go to that website, they'll be able to see some of the other plants that your company is working on?
Correct, yes. We have them all listed under there.
Wonderful. So those of you that are thinking, you know, this is January, you know, it's cold, it's snowy, we're trying to get you excited. You know, we talked about the floral carpet rose, disease-resistant, wonderful foliage, non-stop blooming. We're talking today about the volcano tall phlox. And this is something that you have never seen before. It's bigger flowers, more blooms, and they re-bloom. Now, those of you that grow perennials, you know that you get a good shot of color, and that's it. But with this new volcano tall-growing phlox, it will bloom all year long. And you said, Anthony, it will start in May and go right up until September, October?
Yes, it can even go right up until the cool periods. In other words, if you've got an early winter, it'll stop once the freeze starts coming in. So it'll do from late spring right up until late fall.
And the other thing that you have to remember is tall phlox, if you love butterflies, if you love hummingbirds, this is a plant that will attract them to your garden. Anthony, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We really enjoyed it, and we will look out for the volcano tall growing phlox and the floral carpet rose. Thank you, Anthony. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you used. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day with all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I hope you enjoyed that. This is a very, very unique perennial, and over the next few weeks, we're going to be telling you about some of these new plants that are available at your local nursery and garden center. But when you can take a rose and make it disease-free and self-cleaning, where you don't have to deadhead like the floral carpet rose, and when you can develop a tall growing phlox that doesn't get powdery mildew. And tall phlox are great because they bloom in the summer. And a lot of our perennials bloom in the spring and the fall. Not that many during the summer. But this is a big, big thing if you love the tall phlox, because normally by July they start to turn white, and they can really look terrible. So let's hope that they continue their research and they find some new things. But write this down. And I'm going to do a story about it in the newsletter for this coming Thursday, and there'll be more information about it. But it's a wonderful, wonderful plant. Well, we found Sian. She was outside filling her bird feeders because the weather's been cold finally. The snow came, and they're hungry. And here she is this morning. Good morning, Sian.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
I'm well. It's still cold out. Did get a little bit more snow, but we have a long ways to go yet. And even though spring is 58 days away, Maybe we got the nice part of winter early, and now we're going to get the rough part. At least that's the way it does look.
Yes, I'm afraid that might just happen. February can be a very dicey month. But it is, you know, it is nice to see a little bit of white in the wintertime, just not too much. But it's going to drive the birds to the feeders now that the ground is covered with snow. But I have noticed that since there's been no ground cover, my activity at my feeders has been down a bit. Because, remember, birds only get about 20% of their diet from your feeders. The rest is through natural foraging. So without that snow cover, they're out doing their natural foraging. So now the ground is covered. They're going to be flocking to the feeders. So make sure your feeders are full.
Okay. We are a first-time person. We got a bird feeder for Christmas. We've put it out there. What do you recommend that we use for a seed for the best results?
Well, you know, I tell everybody when they're looking for bird food, read the ingredients. Because not all seed is seed, and not all birds eat all seed. And so many companies just put junk in a bag that birds don't eat. I mean, watch what the birds do with the feeders. If you see them kicking a lot of seed out, that means they're getting rid of that filler seed that they're not going to eat. And that's just going to make a mess on the ground, weeds are going to grow, and oh, it's just a mess. So look for mixes with sunflower in it and nut meats and real fruit. Not just a fruit scent. So many companies just spray a fruit scent on there to make it smell pretty, but birds don't smell. So they need that real fruit in there. So
okay.
Read your ingredients.
Now,
also,
what
look for,
when we look at the bag stand, and you know most of the bags are partially clear anyways, what should we see in the bag that we don't want to have in that bag? What does some of these seeds look like? Because, you know, you may say millet and Milo, but we don't know what that looks like. Tell us what that looks like so that when we pick up the bag, we won't buy it.
Well, red Milo looks like a little round red BB. And red Milo, I mean, the mourning doves will eat it, chipmunks will eat it, squirrels will eat it, of course, grackles and starlings will eat anything. So I avoid red millet. Now, red Milo. White millet, I mean, there are some more birds. Your sparrows will eat it, maybe some of your finches. But I personally am not a big fan of it because I don't want to attract a lot, especially the house sparrow. House sparrow loves white millet, and they can be a bit of a bully at the feeders. And that's just a little white round BB. Now, also, a lot of companies use cracked corn. That's self-explanatory right there. I'm not a fan of cracked corn that gets thrown on the ground, and that's something that the squirrels, starlings, and grackles really like. Now, other companies, I've seen them put in oats, wheat, barley. You know, and these are just not preferred seeds by the wild birds. So you want to look for sunflower, the different nut meats, peanuts, pistachios, you know, fruit like, you know, your cherries, your raisins. You want to see that on the ingredient panel.
Now, when we look at the ingredient panel, what should be listed at the top and what should we have the least of?
Well, you really want to look for sunflower to be one of your first ingredients. Whether it's black oil or striped, both of them are high in that fat content that the birds really need to keep their metabolism up. Because you remember, birds need to eat their weight in food every day. And, you know, when it's really cold out, they really need to get that done and eat their weight in food. So that sunflower is going to be your number one ingredient that you really want to look for.
So sunflower should be number one. Now, we've been cold the last couple of weeks. Right now at my house, it's -8. So it's cold. How do we help the birds? You know, we can't put little jackets up by the bird feeders to help them get through the cold. What can we do to help them on these cold, cold mornings?
Well, aside from putting out a good sunflower-type mix, offer suet. There again, there's that high fat content. You know, keep that out there. And you know what? Even in the coldest winter, it's important for birds to keep their feathers clean. Heated bird baths. I've got two of them. I got to call them my birdie jacuzzis. Birds flock to that water because they not only need to drink, but they need to keep their feathers clean. So they'll actually take a bath in the cold weather.
They will.
Wow. Yes, I've seen them do it. Not, of course, it makes me shiver, you know. I don't know how they do it, but I've seen them taking a bath early in the morning with the steam coming off the heated bird bath. I'm inside bundled up with a cup of tea, and I just don't know how they do it.
It's like all these people that on New Year's morning will go for a swim to help raise money for charity or something like that.
Oh my gosh! But the polar bear club.
They'll run into the water in the middle of Maine, jump in there, and woohoo! I can really see it happen.
God bless them, but it's not for me.
Exactly. So we should concentrate with weather like this on sunflower as the number one. We should have suet to try and help them with their fat level.
Right.
And then water. Of course, water, especially when it's this cold, there's no water for them to drink.
But they need to keep those feathers clean. When you're looking for a mix, you also have to look for the cleanliness of the mix. There's so many mixes out there that have a lot of dust in it. And dust will clog your feeders. I mean, especially in the wintertime, it can get moist and it'll freeze and you'll have these hard rocks blocking the ports and it'll become extremely difficult to clean in the wintertime. You'll have to bring it inside, let the feeder get warm. And, you know, wash it clean. So if you're buying a mix and you get a lot of dust in it, that dust is going to end up in your feeders, and it's going to accumulate it and eventually clog it. So look for a nice, clean mix. I mean, we double clean our mix, so it is one of the cleanest mixes out there. So it helps keep that feeder cleaner, longer, less clogging. And we use all the good sunflower, nut meat, and fruit that all the birds are looking for.
Now, you are the only company, and I mention this every time we talk to you because I think it's really important for people to understand. You are the only company that makes bird food that adds different types of vitamins and minerals to their mix. Can you tell us why?
Well, like people take vitamins to help supplement their diet. This is what we're doing for the birds because they're under a great deal of stress themselves with the loss of habitat, pollution, even, you know, outside in the cold weather. We put in the vitamins, minerals, amino acids, electrolytes, to help compensate them and supplement them to keep them healthy, so give them a better chance of survival. You know, vitamins and stuff for, you know, blood production, bone growth, better feathering, all those to help the birds under their stressful conditions outside.
It really does make a difference. And then the other thing I wanted for you to tell us a little bit about, I had a couple of emails this week from two different people who live in, one lived in a retirement community, and then one lived in a condo complex, and they were told they can't feed the birds because of the mess that the birds leave. You have a solution for that, don't you?
Absolutely. You know, birds are beautiful, but they are messy. I have exotic parrots, you know, in my house, and I see the mess they make. And birds are birds. They're going to be messy. So, yes, the shells and stuff all over the ground can be quite a mess. It can actually attract maybe, you know, undesirable little critters like mice and stuff. So we came up, we actually have two different mixes. One is our deck, porch, and patio, which is just sunflower kernels, pumpkin seeds, peanuts, and pistachios. 100% shell-free. So nothing gets wasted. Now, we also make another one called Total Cuisine. And the difference between the two is that in Total Cuisine, we'll put some fruit in there. So it all depends on if you want to have a little fruit or just the plain seed. But both of them shell-free. It's totally consumed. So you're not going to get the waste on the ground, which a lot of these adult living communities and condo complexes don't want.
Wonderful. Now, tell us about the website, CN.
www.wilddelight.com. Check it out. There's a lot of great information on there. There's a birders club that you can join and blog people across the United States. We're even on Facebook now. We run a monthly contest where you answer a question. You can win a free bag of Wild Delight, or you can download a $2 off coupon to go out and buy yourself a bag of Wild Delight.
That's great. And on the website, there's their information about various birds also?
Correct. Correct. And there's even a store locator where you put in your zip code and you can find somebody in your area carrying our product.
That's wonderful. CN, we want to thank you for your time. We'll let you get back out and fill the bird bath because it's almost time for the jacuzzi at CN's house. You have a great week, CN, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you for all the information. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it. If you ever make compost in the backyard, it's fun, but a lot of work and well worth it. You can't use kitchen waste or the animals will dig up your compost pile and make a mess. If you put a lot of weeds in your compost pile, does it get hot enough to kill the weed seeds? It must be 160 degrees to do that. Are you spreading your new compost with weed seeds in it? This spring, join 250,000 gardeners and make compost in the compost tumbler. The compost tumbler will change kitchen and yard waste into rich, weed-free compost in just 2 weeks, not a year like the compost pile. The compost tumbler will hold 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste, and in just 2 weeks, make 2 wheelbarrows of rich compost, about $50 worth of bag compost. Bring the soil back to life. Grow healthier plants with less disease problems. Go to www.paulparent.com. Click on sponsors, then compost tumbler for information and special discount price code. The compost tumbler at paulparent.com. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture control potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a
no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
You owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. Give us a call, and we will help you, excuse me, to have a wonderful growing season. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Elsie from Maine with a question regarding orchids.
Good morning, Elsie. How can we help you out with your orchid today?
Well, Paul, actually, I don't want any information. I want to give you some. About 3 or 4 weeks ago, you had a caller on that was asking about, you know, taking care of orchids. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to give you this tip that I learned at a lecture that we had here in Mainscape, here in Blue Hill. And the hint was that after the flowers finish on the stem, instead of cutting it all the way back, count up 3 nodes and cut off the stem at that point. And at the nodes, the little stems will actually come out and new flowers will grow on them. And I have three orchids that are now doing that. I followed their directions, and it's just wonderful that instead of waiting for a new stem to come out and start all over again, here's this stem with some nodes on it that are sprouting little side shoots, and they're going to be flowering soon.
Okay, so we start at the base of that flowering stem. And we look for like a little bump on
count up 3 nodes.
Okay.
And you cut it off just above the 3rd node.
Okay, like about a half an inch above it?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Now, how often should we feed? Did they tell you how often and what they thought was the best fertilizer for orchids?
I don't recall them mentioning it, but the other thing that I learned in that lecture was these clear plastic flower pots that the orchids come in.
Yes.
If you leave the orchid in those clear plastic pots, you'll be able to see the roots. And if the roots turn white, it's time to water them. And take them to the sink and really drench them. And let the water just run out of those clear plastic pots and drench them again and let them run out and give them some more water. And I'm assuming that somewhere along the line you want to give them a shot of liquid fertilizer.
Okay.
But when the orchids have enough water, the roots will turn green. So when you check your orchids from time to time, as long as those roots are green, you don't need to water them.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is what I like about the show, is to get people like you that will call in that are growing something, are having success, or you go to a talk with an expert in a specific area, and you're able to call in the show and take the knowledge that you learned and pass it on to us. This is wonderful.
Right. Well, that's why I called in, because I really wanted to be able to share that with you.
And so they recommend that we keep them in a clear pot rather than the traditional clay.
Well, I think it, because it was easier to be able to see when your orchid needed to be watered.
Yeah. So if the plant is happy, the root system will be green. When the root system begins to turn white, that means
water.
That they need to be watered.
Right.
Wow, that's a great idea.
Right,
that's wonderful,
I thought so
Elsie.
Too. In fact, I had transplanted some of my orchids into these great big ceramic pots with holes in it and everything, and put in all new sphagnum moss. And now I'm going to take them out and redo them.
Wonderful. Elsie, thank you so much for that phone call and all that great information. We really, really appreciate it. Thank you. If we can help you, give us a call.